Shalom, shalom, everybody, and welcome to the Restoration Hour. It is myself, Aaliyah, and it is Yosef sitting down and sitting in with you today. We are looking forward to being with you. Thank you to everyone that sent us messages last week when Yosef wasn't well. Pleased to say that he is feeling much better and that we are looking forward to being with you all today. I pray that you have had a really great week. I pray that everything, you know, that you have need of, that Abba Father is just meeting you where you have needs in every place of you. You know, whether it be physically, whether it be emotionally, whether it be mentally, whatever you have need of, I pray that Abba Father is just meeting you there. And Yosef, welcome to you this evening as well. I pray that you are good. And you know what? I just think that I want to just, I really have it on my heart just to really start off with a prayer this evening, to really just, you know, already commit everything to Abba Father and allow him to just really have his way this evening, as that's what he has really laid on our heart. So Abba Father, we just want to say thank you so much for bringing us to this moment, for bringing us together, for bringing us to this time, Father, where we can really seek you, we can really hear you, we can be ministered to by you, Father. And we just really give you all the glory, all the praise today, Yeshua. We commit this time to you. I pray that you will lead and guide everything. Abba Father, I also pray that whatever you want to do during this time, whatever you want to just say, whatever you want to just inspiring us or encourage us with, or whatever you want to meet us with, Father, I pray that our hearts will be open to receive that. And we welcome you into this place, Father. We really welcome you between us. We thank you that your word says where two or more are gathered in your name, that's where you are. So we know that you are here. We know that you are with us. We welcome you in, and we pray, have your will, have your way. Father, give us the word that sustains the weary. Give us your word tonight, Father, to encourage us and also to really lead us and guide us on this path of life that we are on. And we just give you all the glory and all the praise. Yeshua, we pray this in your mighty name. Amen. So Yosef, like I said, welcome to you. And I hope that you're doing very well this evening.
Thank you. It's great to be back on air with all of you. And it's great to be here this evening. And you know, Aaliyah, I'm looking forward to this Restoration Hour. I think that the last couple of weeks, the Father's really been speaking to us about a solid message, a message about his armor, being warriors, what that means, having the armor of Yahweh on us, and being the people that he has called us to be in this generation. And I think that this evening, what we're going to be speaking about is very, very important in light of everything that we've been speaking about over the last couple of weeks. I think that it ties in beautifully, and I really do pray this evening that the Father will speak to you and help you to come to a point where you understand the importance of living in the light and being a vessel of light for him. Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes when people hear the word light, they like, oh, you know, that's like a crazy thing. You know, it's not a new age word. It's a word that is found in Yahweh's word. And Yahweh's word tells us very carefully and clearly that we are no longer to be in the darkness. We are no longer children of darkness, but we are children of his light. And as children of his light, we are therefore supposed to be people that shine forth his light and manifest Yeshua in everything that we do, in the way that we are with others, in the things that we speak, in the manner that we proclaim him, is supposed to draw all people to the Father. So this evening, what I want us to speak about is to touch on those garments again, but from a different perspective.
You know, it's so interesting when we talk about garments, if you do the Torah readings, that's where we're going to be almost jumping out of, you know, if you do the Torah readings each week, and it's okay if you don't. But this week, the Torah reading was all about those garments, all about the priestly garments. You know, in the beginning, it says that Yahweh spoke to Moses and said, bring your brother Aaron here, and this is how you are to dress him. And so it goes from the specific garments of the high priest into the garments of just the priests, you know, the priesthood and those who would serve. And it's so interesting, you know, obviously we're not going to get into the Torah reading this week, but if you didn't read it, it is quite interesting. And sometimes when we read the garments, you know, in Exodus, it kind of can be a bit boring, to be honest, like put this blue thing on and put this tunic on and put this there and these little bells, and you're kind of like, wow, this is super boring. But when we realize that in actual fact, you know, the priests were dressed for service, but part of the service was them getting dressed, because unless they wore the specific clothing that Yahweh ordained for them to wear while serving him alone, you know, in the tabernacle and later in the temple, you know, if they didn't have those garments on. They couldn't perform the service. The garments were part of the service that they performed, whether it was those who were serving outside, you know, with the altar, you know, with the different sacrifices, whether it was, you know, you were a priest that went in and you had to take care of the incense, you had to take care of the menorah, whatever your task was, you had to be dressed for that task. You had to be dressed specifically with those garments that Yahweh ordained for you to wear. And I think that what we really miss in this life is that often people say, what is my purpose? You know, what is my purpose? And that's a fabulous question to ask, because we all have a purpose and it's very unique and individualistic. And it's so important. But what we miss, Yosef, is that we often ask, what is our purpose? But in our minds, we already have a thought of, well, maybe it's to, you know, do mission work, or maybe it's to, you know, preach the gospel, maybe it's to do this. We kind of have this sort of idea of what it is, and it could be any of those things. But what we also miss is that we have to be, you know, wearing the right garment in order to do that service. That doesn't mean a physical garment, which we're going to touch on, but it's actually something spiritual that we have to be wearing. And what we wear is actually part of our service, because it also just represents, and I'm jumping a little bit ahead, but it does represent holiness. Mm-hmm. It's all about holiness. It's all about, you know, what you're carrying. Are you cleansed? You know, are you making your garments right? Are your garments right? You know, what is the state of your garment? And it's so important that we realize, you know, what we have on us in the spiritual realm is super important to the work that we will be doing for Yahweh. It's not just about, oh, what is my purpose? I'm just going to run and get onto the mission field, but I haven't taken care of things. I haven't cleansed my heart. I haven't allowed Yeshua to work in me. I haven't, you know, got myself established in Him, my identity in Him, and who I am and who He's calling me to be. You know, in order to serve Yahweh, the priest had to wear a specific kind of clothing. It was very, very significant. You couldn't just, you know, go and wear normal everyday tunic and go into, you know, the tabernacle, even if you were a Levite, and then offer sacrifices there on behalf of the people. No, if there is a specific type of garment that we are to wear, Yahweh is telling us that that is very specific, and there is a reason why.
Amen. You know, Leah, like you said, it's very specific, and there's a reason why. And you know, Yahweh, throughout Scripture, I think this evening, I think one of the things that I want to bring across is that, you know, garments is so important in the Scriptures. There's so many different places where Yahweh speaks to us about the garments that we wear and the importance of keeping our garments clean, and that our garments can be defiled. And that if our garments are defiled, we run the risk of not being allowed entrance into His tabernacle or into His holy place or into His throne room. It's important for us to understand that. And, you know, garments represent not only our works, but also our spiritual state. Basically, and you know, people have this problem when we speak about works. But the truth of the matter is, when we read Revelation chapter 22 and verse 14, and we've spoken about this extensively, Revelation 22:14 tells us in the Scriptures translation, it says, "Blessed are those who do the commandments of Yahweh, that they may have the right to the tree of life." Other translations translate in and say, "Blessed are those who keep their garments pure, so that they might have the right to the tree of life." So both those translations are actually correct, but the one is explaining how we keep our garments pure. And without the understanding of how you keep your garments pure, it's by keeping the commandments of Yahweh, you will not know how to have your garments pure. So yes, the keeping of the commandments is what keeps our garments pure and keeps us in the realm of living as a person that is able then to what? Serve in the presence of Yahweh. It's the commandments of Yahweh that have been given to us as a fence or as a guideline to enable us to know the difference between what is holy and what is profane. And if we profane ourselves, then our garments become tattered, our garments become worn, and then we are not able to serve Yahweh in the manner that we need to serve. And like you said, we do not serve in a physical tabernacle. We serve in a spiritual tabernacle. Our bodies, who we are, and where the Spirit dwells is within us. So it's important that we come to understand that the garments that we wear represent something very different. And that from the very beginning, Yahweh called Israel to be a kingdom of priests, one of people, or people who'd represent Him in the world. And that they had to represent Him in the way that they lived. obedience to his covenant, obedience to his laws. So Yahweh, it's the same as it is today. Yahweh has called us to be priests, but to serve him in a spiritual way. We become that sacrifice. We become the sacrifice through the life that we live. So our garments and how we look after our garments is extremely important to how we will be able to represent Yeshua in this world. So it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 8, let thy garments be always white, and thy head lack no ointment. Now, there's two sides to that scripture. One, it's talking about the garments, and the other side is talking about oil. And tonight, I want to talk a little bit about having the right oil, about being a person that is covered in the oil of Yahweh. I've spoken about it before, but it's important that we put these two together. Because, you know, as a priest of Yahweh in what we would now consider the new covenant or the renewed covenant, we have been called to serve Yahweh in the Spirit. So when we serve Yahweh in the Spirit, the garments that we're wearing represents the saints and it represents the works that we do. You cannot do the works of Yeshua in your flesh. If you try and go out there and do the things that Yahweh has called you in your flesh, you are not going to keep your garments pure. You are going to do things in your flesh, but it's not actually going to keep your garments pure. You keep your garments pure by keeping the commandments of Yahweh, by doing the works of the one that has called us. And we spoke about those garments, Leah, and we said that, you know, Paul speaks about having the garments or the armor of Yahweh. And that armor that we put on, it represents the armor of light. In other words, it represents Yeshua. Every single part of that armor is a representation of the work that Yeshua has done. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, it's all the things that Yeshua has done for us so that we might receive that ability to overcome. So putting the armor on is not a matter of, okay, today I'm going to put it on when I climb out of bed, and then when I go home at night, I'm going to take it off in a spiritual sense. No, it's a matter of putting on the garments on a daily basis and leaving it on. So you put it on, you pray, and you ask the Father, you know, I want to walk in the light. It's putting Yeshua on. So from the time that we are baptized to the time that we die and we resurrect, it's a continuous walk of sanctification. It's a continuous process of keeping those garments pure and untattered. But also, the garments, and I want to say this, the garments represent those works that we do. And I want to talk about that this evening. How important it is that when we do the works that Yeshua has called us to do, it actually draws all men to him. So Yeshua has called us to be priests in the order of Melchizedek and to walk with these garments, these white garments that he's blessed us with, which is our works. And our works have to represent the works of the one who went before us, which is Yeshua. We cannot be doing our own thing and thinking that it's going to be okay. We have to do the works that Yeshua has called us to do. And some of those works is not just studying and knowledge. It's doing the works of Yeshua, going out, proclaiming the gospel, making disciples of all nations, preaching and teaching other people, investing into the lives of others, making disciples. That's what Yeshua said. So when we do those works, we in essence are enabling the Spirit of Yahweh to help us to keep our garments pure. And that's what it's about. It's about being filled with Yahweh's Spirit. And I want to talk about that this evening as we go on, about the importance of being filled with Yahweh's Spirit. It is the Spirit of Yahweh inside of us that ignites the fire and the passion that helps us to keep those garments pure. But it's also, without the Spirit, you cannot be a living sacrifice. How will you serve in a spiritual tabernacle that Yahweh has made now, you and I being lively stones, being built up one to another, if there is no Spirit? If there's no Spirit, we cannot be that sweet fragrance and that burning sacrifice through prayer, through worship, through the Spirit of Yahweh that he wants us to be. We will just be dead flesh on the altar. And our flesh has to die. But then the Spirit of Yahweh within us brings forth a new aroma and a new fragrance to Father Yahweh. He doesn't like the smell of flesh. He doesn't want that flesh to be in his presence. He wants the Spirit of Yahweh within us to be a sweet-smelling fragrance to him.
I love that you mentioned about the Spirit of Yahweh, that the Holy Spirit, as we would say, you know, helping us keep our garments pure. And that is true, because throughout the scriptures, we see this oil consistently over and over and over again. And you're talking about light, you know, yes, people do get concerned about that word, but we shouldn't get concerned about it, because it's a powerful word. And we know that even there, you know, when Adam and Eve sinned right at the beginning in the garden, it says that, you know, they tried to make those fig leaves and patch it all together. That was the wrong kind of garment, you know, so to say. They were trying to make a covering, that's which right. is a garment, but it was the wrong thing that they were trying to do. They realized their sinful nature. They realized that they had fallen. They saw themselves in this particular way, and they tried to make a garment that kind of would fit them the way that they thought, that would cover their sin in the way that they thought. Instead, Yahweh, you know, comes down and is and asks them there in Genesis, where are you? You know, and then they say, you know, that we hid because we were naked. We know the whole story. And then Yahweh does this amazing thing in that he gives them the right garments. He, as we know, shows them how to sacrifice an animal, and then, you know, that the skins of the animal, he makes a garment for them, one for Adam and one for Eve. And this is the garment that they will now wear. And he is the one that provides the sacrifice right there for the for their sins. And then he also takes that, you know, skin of that sacrifice and gives them this garment. And it's so too the same as that he provided the lamb. Yahweh provided the lamb. Yeshua is the lamb. Mm-hmm. He has, you know, died, resurrected. We have received him as our eternal sacrifice, as the one who went before us. And he has given us a garment right there when we got saved. But again, it's up to us to consistently keep that garment clean. And the beautiful thing that we see in Genesis with Adam and Eve is that the it says that Yahweh gave them skins of light. And actually the Hebrew word there is the word for light. It's aura, which is an aura as in we see it today. It's O-R-A-H, which is a Hebrew word, and it means garments of light. So I truly believe that this is probably on a very deep level that Yahweh, yes, gave them these garments from the animal, and it was probably kind of maybe a type of, you know, animal skin that they probably were wearing, like we see on those caveman stories. But maybe on a deeper level, there was something deeper there happening. And we know that it was garments of light, reflecting that they had to, you know, now they were going to be people that brought forth children in their image, but they would have to, you know, be transformed into the image of Yahweh again. It would now be a process. It wouldn't just be automatic like they had before they sinned. It's now a process. And it's now about realizing, how do we be the light to the world? How do we shine that light? How do we teach our children to shine that light? How do we teach our generations to shine that light? Because we know Adam and Eve have children, and you know, it doesn't take very long before things get quite bad. And then you'll always have this one person, one family, one individual who's going to be shining the light. And Yahweh has to show us how to do that. I think it's so important that we realize that it can be quite simple in our minds. We can be thinking, well, you know, I keep the commandments, or I keep Shabbat, so that's part of me keeping my garment clean. And it really, really is. But again, we're talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one that helps us, because the Holy Spirit is what convicts us when we do something wrong. You think something wrong, or you say something wrong, or you're acting in a wrong way, or, you know, your way that you are in life is you still you doing things out of woundedness, or all those things. It's the Holy Spirit that's got to, you know, convict you, that's got to lead you. And the interesting thing, and I want to end off with saying this, is that when we look at Solomon, and then he, you know, when he asked Yahweh for wisdom, we always see it in the Bible and says, oh, you know, Solomon asked Yahweh for wisdom. He actually didn't ask him for wisdom. If you read the original Hebrew, it says that he prayed and asked Yahweh, and Yahweh appeared to him and said, what do you want from me? I'll give you anything. Solomon actually prays and says, I ask for a spirit of discernment and understanding. Mm-hmm. That is actually what he said. He was asking for the spirit of wisdom, yes, but more specifically, the spirit of discernment and understanding, so that I may be able to lead your people correctly in right judgment. And that's what he asked for, a wise and understanding spirit. It is the spirit of Yahweh again that leads us into that wisdom, that understanding, that, you know, knowledge that we need to know. How do we live our life? How do we do the things that Yahweh's called us to do? How do we do it well? You know, Solomon was called to be the king over Yahweh's people, but he knew that without Yahweh's spirit, and we know in the Old Testament the spirit does show up, the spirit, it said, descended and came upon people. Yes, wasn't inside of them as was in the book of Acts, but it came upon them when they needed that. But Yahweh, it says that Yahweh blessed Solomon and gave him that spirit of wisdom and discernment and understanding, so that he could fulfill the task Yahweh had called him for. So we should pray on an often basis however much we need to, you know, for the Father to consistently give us that spirit. And it's powerful for us to pray for a spirit also of wisdom and discernment and understanding so that we can do the work that he has called us to do. It is so vitally important that we pray for that, Joseph. And I think that no matter what we do, we should be praying. You know, even if we in whatever it looks like, you know, your business or your job or whatever your work is, it's about, Father, give me a spirit of discernment so that I can discern what your will is, so that I can know and understand how to do this task well. And the spirit just helping us as well, have integrity then in our work, keeping our garment clean while we're working. You know, even if we're surrounded by people who maybe are not right and not saved, we can still keep our garments clean by having that spirit within us. And also, you know, allowing Yahweh just to lead us, to guide us. It is so important, because what we wear, that garment that we wear, is so important to how we fulfill the task that Yahweh's called us to fulfill.
Amen. And you know, Aaliyah, we have a task to fulfill. And the task that we have to fulfill is that Yahweh is looking for a kingdom of priests, people who will serve him in spirit and in truth, through whom he can, like I said, reveal his glory. But, you know, there's something that we need to really have a look at. And, you know, there's a scripture that says that no flesh can glory in the presence of the Father. No flesh can glory in his presence. And, you know, in the Old Testament, in the Tanakh, when we read about it, we know that the priests couldn't minister before Yahweh unless they had changed their clothes. The entire outfit had to be changed. They had to put on the right garments. In Exodus 28 and 29, we read about that. And this was a requirement for the priest. And basically, it was also a symbol of the priest changing, you know, basically their status or their nature, one from one nature to another. In other words, from the fleshly realm to the spiritual realm. And Yahweh has said to us as people that that's his desire. He wants us to get rid of the flesh and live in his spirit, because we need to move by his spirit. Now, I want to ask you this question. And I wrote a paper a while ago, and I called the paper Crushed So That We Can Burn. And the question that I put in that paper was, what happens when you are crushed by the world? You know, on a daily basis, we face every day with things that the world brings against us. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's your work situation. Maybe it's just life in general. And the world brings all these things against us. And, you know, the scripture says that we are crushed, but we are not broken, and we are not, you know, pressed down and we overflow. But the truth of the matter is, I want to ask you this evening, when you are pressed by the world, I want you to think about it carefully. What comes out of you when the world presses you? What comes out of you when life gets hectic? What happens to you when you are squeezed? You know, when you squeeze so hard, is it that swear words come out of you? Is it that frustration comes out of you? Is it that you lose your self-control? Is it that the fruits of the Spirit seem to just evaporate, and all of a sudden your flesh takes over and begins to attack your spirit, and there's this conflict, like Paul says, this conflict between the spirit and your flesh? And I want you to think about that this evening, because it's important that we understand that this changing of the priest's clothing, like I said, was an outward expression of an inward change. There had to be this change that took place. And it speaks to us of this importance of laying down our lives. That's why it says in Romans chapter 8, or Romans chapter 12, it says, by the renewing of your mind, that we may prove and test what is the good and pleasing will of Yahweh. And it also says that we are to be, like I said, that living sacrifice. And we place ourselves upon the altar, and we get rid of our flesh so that we can live by his spirit. Now, the question is, like I said, what comes out of you when you are pressed? What comes out of you when the world crushes you, kind of presses against you? Because the old man and manner of that old man and the old lifestyle that we live has to change. Our mindset has to change. And this is not a one-time thing that happens at salvation. Mm-hmm. It's not a thing that just tomorrow, all of a sudden, everything is fine. I want to read this one scripture to you before we go to a song. And it says this in Romans chapter 13, verse 12 to 13. It says, the night is far spent and the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. This armor that Yahweh has given us is an armor of light. It is an armor that withstands the plans and the tactics of the enemy. But how we keep this armor on is found in the next part of this verse. It says, let us walk properly as in a day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. When we are walking by the Spirit of Yahweh, our garments are being renewed, our garments are being changed, and they are staying on a white, they're staying white, and they're staying in the way that Yahweh has given them to us. But when we come back to this topic, when we come back after the break, I want to talk to you about what happens when we crushed and how we burn. What happens when we are pressed by the world and what comes out of us, and how important that is to our garments, and how Yahweh considers our garments to kind of be fuel for the fire that He wants to bring out across this nation.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to our first song of the evening, and we cannot wait to share the song with you because I love this song. It is an absolute favorite of mine at the moment. It's called More Than Enough. So enjoy, don't go anywhere, and we'll continue when we get back.
On you, fix my gaze on the one who's been singing.
Welcome back to the Restoration Hour. Absolutely love that song. I hope that you enjoyed it as well. And we've been talking about the garments. We've been talking about, you know, keeping your garments clean. And Yosef, I want to bring this to you as well. You say, you keep saying throughout this Restoration Hour, we're going to talk about this. So let's talk about it. What about the oil? You know, what is all of this got to do with the garments? And you also mentioned about these garments being used for the fire, being used for the fuel. I love that idea. So tell us a bit more about that.
You know, Leah, I love Yahweh's word because his word is so interlinked with each other, and the message runs from the beginning right until the end. So I think what we need to do is backtrack just for a second so that we can understand, you know, the message and the truth of what Yahweh is saying. We know that Israel was called to be a light to the nations. That word comes up over and over, a light to the nations. But they failed in that they never listened to what Yahweh said at the time. And Yahweh then, we read in the book of Peter, where Peter calls us and he says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and that we are to be a light to the nations. He says it again. So the truth of the matter is that right from the very beginning, Yahweh's desire was to place his Torah, his commandments, in the inward parts of Israel, and to give them, and if we look at those words that are used, the Hebrew words, he wanted to pour out his spirit right there and then. He wanted to give them the fullness of what Acts chapter 2 was speaking about in the beginning, but they were so fearful and so scared, they sent Moses and said, you go and talk to Yahweh, and they received, you know, part of that promise, and they failed. So then Yahweh gives them the Levitical priesthood for a time so that they can learn and understand the difference between the holy and the profane. Now, through Messiah Yeshua, who has come as that ultimate light to the world, he's come as the light to the world and shown us how we are supposed to live if we model our lives upon his, then we become that picture of what Israel was supposed to be in the very beginning. We become that, and we begin to represent Yeshua, because he said that I have come to do the works of my Father while it is still light. And there is a time coming where there will no longer be light, and then he says then the world will be in darkness. So for now, I'm doing those works. And when he left his disciples to continue that work. So what I'm saying is that we have been called now to be those priests. But the question is, how do we be a priest in the order of righteousness? It comes down to one thing. It comes down to having the oil that Yahweh wants us to have. And if we have Yahweh's spirit in us, then the spirit of Yahweh in us convicts us and shows us what is the difference between the holy and the profane. But we need to understand something, and I think this is a problem that many people have. People think that if they have the spirit of Yahweh, automatically they're going to know the difference between the holy and the profane. It doesn't work like that, because Yahweh's spirit quickens what is already within you and helps you to live according to what is prescribed or written on your heart. If you go and study for your degree, you cannot just go and then write your exams and say, oh, Father God, please help me and help me to remember, if you've not studied a thing. So the truth of the matter is, the same applies with Yahweh's word. Yahweh has given us his commandments. Now he has given us the power, the very fire that enables us to keep those commandments and to know the difference between the holy and the profane. But it is our duty to study, to show ourselves approved according to the Torah that Yahweh has given us. Then his spirit within us will enable us to keep those commandments that have been written on our hearts. How do they get written on your heart? By you reading them, by you studying them. It's not just, you know, like the church says, oh, but it's written on my heart. Half of the things that is written within Yahweh's commandments are not kept by people, because our hearts are not pure. Our hearts are not set on Yahweh or steadfast. So we need to study, and we need to have Yahweh's spirit. Now, Israel was called an olive tree. They were called the two houses of Israel. They were called the two olive trees of Israel, and that's where the key comes in. We have been called to be olive trees, and olives are very, very important in the picture of what was used for the oil in the menorah. The oil that was used in the menorah was taken from the olives that were taken, that the people would bring, and they would crush those olives, and they would take it, and they would use that oil to be the oil that would light the menorah. So Israel, and that's why we have the two houses of Israel, has been depicted as these two olive branches, or these two trees that come together. So we, as the people of Yahweh, have been given this power through the Spirit of Yahweh to be able to be empowered and then to live this life. And I want to read you something that's found in the book of Zechariah. And it's found in Zechariah. I'm just trying to find the, but I'm sure you all know this. It says, "Then I answered and said to him, what are these two olive trees at the right of the lampstand and at its left? And I further answered and said to him, what are these two olive branches that drip into the receptacles of the two golden pipes from which the golden oil drains? Then he answered and said to me, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. So he said, these are the two anointed ones who stand beside Yahweh of all the earth. The two houses of Israel have been depicted as being this olive tree." Now, I asked the question before the break. What happens when you are crushed? What happens when you are squeezed? What happens when life gets in your way? What happens when all these things happen? What comes out of you?
You know, I was thinking about this, what comes out of you. And I was thinking just before we went to the break as well. It's not a thing of feeling guilty. You know, it's not a thing of going, okay, well, sometimes I do this when the world gets to me, or sometimes I've allowed this to happen when the world gets me. It's not really about that guilt. It's really about looking at it and saying, I want to be a better person so that if the, you know, when the world does get to me, I have these, maybe these coping mechanisms that I've learned from when I was a child, maybe, and I had to cope a certain way because my family environment wasn't good or certain things weren't there. So I learned, you know, that when life gets tough, I do this, and it's actually not a good thing. So now as I get older, I realize now Yahweh's Spirit is showing me that actually when the world gets to me or when I'm pressed down, I do this, or I act like this, or I do that thing, or this comes out of me. So how, Yahweh, can I change this? You know, is it a fact of, you know, he needing healing, going for therapy, or having someone walk with me, having someone pray with me, having someone hold me accountable? Because oftentimes we, you know, when the world gets to people and it crashes down, we are human beings that are so deeply fallible, and the world can get to us sometimes, and we're not superhuman. And so therefore it's not a thing of guilt, but it's about saying, okay, what do I do when things get too tough for me? How do I respond when I may be accused of things how that I know is not true? How do I respond, you know, when things are tough and life is stressful? Do I, you know, kind of isolate myself from Yahweh? Do I isolate myself from others? Do I not ask people to pray for me? Do I have trust issues? Do I, you know, not receive guidance? Am I not willing to, you know, take spiritual input into my life when I'm struggling? You know, do I just cut myself off? What do I do? Does swear words come out of me? Do I think of, you know, getting super angry and having fits of rage? These are all things that you need to look at. And that's called practicing truth and honesty with yourself and saying, you know, Yahweh, how can I do this? Because this is ruining my garment. It is ruining my service before you. And it's something that I don't want to have. It hurts the people around me. And it's not, you know, things that I want to walk with in my life. And that is why we also have the power of the Holy Spirit to help illuminate to us where the issues and things are in our lives so that we can work through them and heal through them. And sometimes the healing does look like practically holding yourself accountable, someone else doing that, or practically going for therapy, or really getting real with things. And I think it's so important to consistently actually ask ourselves, how am I responding? You know, someone throws accusations at you and it's really tough and it's really hard and they're not true. Do I respond back in like super anger, or do I recognize that maybe I can fight this in the spirit realm? You know, where am I at? Am I being spiritually mature? Am I being emotionally mature? Because that's a big part of it. How do I respond in this? And where can the Holy Spirit help me be better so that, you know, I don't fall back into those old ways of being or patterns of behavior? And I think that that's so important for us. This is how we keep our garments clean as well.
Amen. You know, Leah, I want to really try and explain this next part as best as I can, because you know, when the Father explained this to me, it was kind of like a light bulb went on. And I really sat and said to the Father, you know, this is actually crazy, because we have been given these garments and we keep these garments clean by keeping the commandments of Yahweh. And we keep the commandments of Yahweh by walking in His Spirit and not by our flesh. So, you know, what's interesting about these garments as well is that the priestly garments that were given to the priests, they were actually the old garments were torn up and they were cut, and they were used to fuel the flames of the menorah as wicks. They would tie them and they would make them into wicks, and they would use those garments, the old priestly garments, as the wicks for the menorah, and they would be used to light the flame and to keep burning. Now this is important, because if we are filled with Yahweh's Spirit, and filled, when I mean filled, we are so filled with His Spirit that the Spirit of Yahweh is flowing out of us. Imagine what will happen if you have these garments on you and your body is like that oil that has been poured on the head of Aaron running down. Your garments are going to soak up that oil, and it's going to be the minute that the Spirit of Yahweh is upon you and the minute that you are walking in obedience, it's almost as if, like exactly like those wicks, it's going to burn. And when we crashed so that we can burn, we begin to produce out of us the fire and the Spirit of Yahweh, and it moves us into the realm that Yahweh wants us to be in, and the world gets to see the power of Yahweh in our lives. Why? Because the Spirit and our works work together. When the Spirit of Yahweh is in your life and you're doing the works that Yahweh has called you to do, these two work together. The one is like fuel, which we see, and the other one is like fire. So our garments become the fuel of the fire of Yahweh, and the Spirit of Yahweh works with us. So those garments become like exactly like it was as those wicks that were used with the menorah. It's a powerful, powerful picture of how Yahweh works with us. But not only this, if we think about oil, I want us to think about oil. You know, I sat and I thought about oil. If you remove oil from a car's engine, the engine breaks. There's no ways that it's going to work. Oil is a lubrication. It's used inside a car's engine or for cooking or whatever. It's used for lubrication most of the time within an engine or within a moving part. If you have Yahweh's oil upon you, think about it. We spoke about the shield of faith a couple of weeks ago, and we spoke about how those shields were made out of leather, and how they would place oil upon the shield to keep it in the state that it needed to be in, so that when people would put their swords or whatever against it, it would just be kind of sliding off. But not only that, it also kept it in a good shape. So our faith is activated by the Spirit of Yahweh in us, by that prayer, by the communion that we have with the Father. And it lubricates us in the sense of it places a protection over us, a layer of protection over us, that when the enemy or foreign matters come against you, think about it. When something comes against that lubrication, there's such a lubrication that nothing can get through thick oil. Water cannot mix with oil. Think about it. Or sand. If sand comes against oil, it's just going to stick to it. So the lubrication and the Spirit of Yahweh becomes a protection and a barrier against the works of the enemy. It fills over us. So Yahweh called Israel these two olive trees, and He knew that they had to take the olives and literally crush them in order to produce the fire that was going to be used in the menorah to burn. And the same applies with us. We have to be crushed in the sense through the Spirit of Yahweh. We have to let go of our past. We have to let go of our hurts. We have to let go of our pains. We have to let go of the person that we once were. That's why it says the old man has been crucified and we now live with Messiah. We have to let go of the old. So when we crushed and when we pressed down, it's not so that Yahweh is trying to destroy you. No, it's so that He's trying to produce in you the oil that will last to protect you and to keep you burning in the hour of trial, in the time when darkness is upon this earth and thick darkness covers the earth. The Bible says, my light, my glory will shine upon you. Why? Because there is fuel, there is oil, there is a place where we can burn. And it's not only the Spirit, it's the garments. The righteous deeds that you have done, the righteous works that you are doing by living in accordance to Yahweh's word, you are keeping your garments pure, but those garments are being used to fuel the fire with the Spirit and the oil that Yahweh has given us. It's a powerful, powerful picture of how we are supposed to live. And the problem is that when we in, or not problem, but the crux of this is that when we endure under trial and pressure, it produces within us a perseverance and an oil that becomes our protection, but it also becomes fuel for the fire that Yahweh uses to burn in our lives. And we need to understand, and I've said this before, brokenness, Leah, leads to openness. When we are broken before the Father, it leads to a life of openness, and to be pressured is to be pressed but not crushed. And when we are pressed, the oil of our lives comes out of us and it can be used by Yeshua to light a nation. And that's why think about it, and I want you to think this evening about Israel and about all the trials and tribulations that they went through. In the end, it was to produce in them a light, to produce in them a character that would be sustainable, would help them to be the people that Yahweh wanted. And they went through so much, and they were sometimes crushed, and sometimes it felt like man, we're not going to make it. But in the end, it brought forth kings and rulers and a nation that had the presence of Yahweh because of what they went through. And that is exactly what Yahweh wants. When he allows, or when we allow him into our life, and we allow the Spirit of Yahweh to burn within us, and our garments are white, but they are also ready to be used as fuel, the righteous deeds of the saints, that's what it says, then we become one with him. We become echad because our deeds, the Spirit of Yahweh and Yahweh living within us, Yeshua living within us, we become like a vessel of fire, like a light pillar that moves with him. And the world sees that. And there's no denying whose we are. And we really truly become who Yahweh wants us to be.
You know what's incredible is I think back to the day that I got saved, and I'll never forget it because it was 2002, and I remember being in a classroom at school and someone coming that preached the word to us, that obviously shared the gospel of Yeshua to us. And, you know, it was the Spirit of Yahweh that really, really broke my heart. You know, it was that repentance time. I really had a huge life change in that moment. But I do remember in that moment, you know, when there was this kind of altar call, because an altar call did go out and said, you know, do you want to confess Yeshua? Do you want to be saved? That kind of thing. And I remember standing up, and there were a few of us that stood up, and I remember confessing Messiah Yeshua and praying that prayer. But suddenly, while I was standing there, and I look back at it, you know, obviously from a place of maturity now, understanding it. But in that moment, I remember, you know, Yahweh actually opened my spiritual eyes, because I remember looking down, and I had my school uniform on, but I remember looking at myself and actually seeing really, really filthy, filthy garments. I mean, I was a sinner for like how long? And that was, my spiritual eyes were opened, and I looked at myself and I just started weeping. And I kind of felt like this, woe is me. I am such an unclean person. And I remember actually confessing that. I mean, having never really read the Bible before, that is actually a scripture, which, you know, is found in both the Old and the New Testament. And I just remember saying, you know, I am so unclean. And I saw myself in this unclean state, and it wasn't my flesh, it was what I had on, what I was wearing in the spirit realm, you know, 17 years of sin, you know, piling up over and over, and just seeing myself and feeling the weight. I felt the weight of my sin in that moment, and I felt the weight of my dead flesh, and I felt the weight of the garment I had on, and it was so intense for me. It was like Yeshua opened my spiritual eyes and allowed me to feel my sinfulness, allowed me to feel what it feels like to not be in him. And it was a life-changing moment for me, because obviously confessing Messiah Yeshua, repenting and being saved that day, and then being filled with the Spirit that day, and just my whole life changed. And obviously I never looked back, but I'll never forget that moment of actually seeing myself how Yahweh saw me, you know, and just seeing and feeling who I really was, you know. And it was such a powerful moment for me. And now understanding about garments, now understanding, you know, what we are to be and who we are to be, and how I believe there's that exchange that happened for me as well as for all of us at that moment when we got saved. Yeshua comes and he takes that garment from us. It's filled with sin, because his word says that, you know, if we confess our sins, he is faithful, he is loving, he is righteous, he has all those things to take us and remove it as far as the east is from the west. He did that, and then gives you that exchange. But I do remember that week knowing already that the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. You got to stop going to clubs. You got to stop drinking. You got to stop doing that, and having to make that decision. Because if you don't, then that exchange that I experience, it becomes, you know, like your garment just starts getting dirty again. And it's so, so powerful that we have a way that we can keep these garments clean, and that not only does Yahweh give us a new garment, but he also gives us the way to make our garment new. I mean, He basically just gives us everything, right? We've just got to exercise the free will that we have to choose the best way. And the best way is His perfect will, His perfect way, leading us and guiding us all the time. And it's so powerful to know that we need to keep our garments clean. Yosef, I have heard a lot of people teach within the Christian faith that you're just made righteous, and you just are righteous, and you're just consistently righteous, and it doesn't matter what you do. You know, there's not much action required. Yeah. It's just live out your purpose and you're just righteous, you know. But that's not the truth. The scriptures tell us that it's not just walking out your service. It's about being holy as He is holy and abiding by the things that He tells us to do. And that we can do on an hourly basis, on a minute by minute basis. And it's exciting that we can live this way.
Amen. I want to end off this evening by just sharing this last thought that's found in the book of Shemot, and it's in Exodus. But before I say that, you know, Eliyah, the interesting thing is that all of Israel was to bring these olives. All of Israel was to go and get the olives and bring it, and then they were to crush it together. So Yahweh is showing us a picture that, you know, one light in your life and one light in my life burns bright. But when we all come together and we all live like this and we all keeping Yahweh's commandments and we allowing the Spirit of Yahweh to be inside of us, that's when we truly become the kingdom of priests that He's called us to be. That's when we truly become, like it says in the book of Revelation, the bride of Messiah Yeshua, who has made herself ready. We have prepared ourselves and kept our garments pure and spotless. And that's what it's about. It's about living this life and becoming a light to the nations. But also, more importantly, we need to understand that, like I said, how do we do this? Revelation is the place that many in the church don't want to go to. They read that translation that says, oh, well, it's just garments. But the true translation is saying, you need to keep the commandments of Yahweh, and thereby it will keep your garments pure. So it says this in Exodus chapter 27, verse 20, and you shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure oil. All of them must bring this oil. And what's interesting is that we know that Moses represents both the Torah, but he also represents a type and foreshadow of Messiah Yeshua. So we can therefore see clearly that they have to bring this oil, and this is why it's so important. They bring this oil to Him because it's only through Yeshua and the reading of the Torah, the commandments, that the oil is maintained. We have to maintain the oil of Yahweh. A car cannot ride 25,000 kilometers without you changing the oil. It's important. That's why it says in Isaiah 8:20, to the Torah and the witness, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because they have no daybreak. We have to maintain the oil in our lives and keep our garments pure.
Sure. I love that scripture in Isaiah 8. It also says in other translations, if they do not speak according to this witness in the Torah, it means that they have no light inside of them. And that's what the other translation says. Right. There's no light if they don't speak according to these things. And it's powerful, Isaiah 8 verse 20. We're going to go to our final song of the evening called I Am by Grace City. And we want you to be able to put any prayer request down that you may have today so that we can pray with you. And if there's no prayer request, we will still pray when we get back. So enjoy the song.
To the maker of the heavens and of every heart, there's nothing I could bring to add to who you are. You're deserving everything.
Father, we just want to thank you this evening in the name of Yeshua, Father, that we have been called to burn, Father, that we have been called to have the right garments, and Father, that you are calling your people at this time, Father, to stand up for righteousness, to stand up for the truth. And Father, we know that we are living in a time, Father, where right is wrong and wrong is right, Father, where the world has been turned upside down, and Father, where there is all this pressure, Father, for against those who are doing what is right. So Father, we really want to pray tonight for Darby and for Debbie, Father, and for everyone, Father, that makes a stand, Father, to stand up for truth and to not be pushed around, Father, by the opinions of the world, Father, and by the opinions of others. I pray, Father, that you will strengthen Debbie, that you will give her wisdom and the lawyer's wisdom, Father, and then that as they fight this battle, Father, that you will come through, Father, in a supernatural and powerful way. Father, we know that you're able and we know that you're willing. I also pray, Father, over Darby, Father, in his work situation, Father, in his views. I pray, Father, that he will stand and not be moved. Father, I pray that you will strengthen him, Father, when he feels weak. And Yahweh, that you will protect him and keep him, Father. We thank you, Father, for both their lives, Father, and we ask in the name of Yeshua that you will protect them and their marriage, Father, and their family. And Father, that you will go ahead of them in every situation, Father, and break down every single wall. We thank you, Father, this evening that you love us. We thank you, Father, that you have a plan with each one of us. And Father, you are calling your people, Father, to shine. You are calling your people to walk in the light, Father, as you are in the light, and to not waver on two opinions. And we ask, Father, in the name of Yeshua, that you will give us grace, Father, give us the strength and give us your spirit so that we can do these things. And we thank you in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much to each of you for joining us. It's been so good to be with you this evening. And may Abba Father just truly bless you. Let's keep one another in prayer. As you know, we continue just to have to do the things that Yahweh is calling us to do, each in our own different realm, in our own place of influence. Let us continue to pray for one another. So shalom, shalom. Have a fantastic week. Shavua, Shavua Tov. And we will see you next week. Take care.
Shalom.
Wash the rush, kick off your shoes. Show me your heart, I know just what to do. Free yourself from guilt and shame. I've changed your name, you're no longer the same. See, this moment is perfect. I can't deny it. No, no more chains. I've been set free. love as you're asking me. I can't hide it, I cannot deny it. No change, I've been set free. Perfect love as you're asking me. I can't hide it, no, I cannot deny it.
Da da da.